We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We know there's technical difficulties on the 790 signal. But girl, we got you covered.
Ooh, that's the sexy voice.
Yeah, let me just tell you, if there's some technical difficulties, girl, we got you covered. You won't miss a word, girl.
He's calling her girl.
Yeah, that was the first lyric. Girl. Girl. Won't miss a word.
You gotta change the sweet nothings up. Sexy baby.
You like this podcast here, girl?
Beautiful.
Get it wherever you want.
Hey, amazing. The women like that. Call them amazing.
One night away, Miami Dolphins football, Hard Rock Stadium. And I don't know how crowded it'll be, though. People used to get wrapped up in going to preseason games. And I know the first one, it's kind of fun. You just kind of go out and you hang and do whatever. But I don't know how crowded it'll be tomorrow.
I think with the quarterback battle, it'll be busier than we think.
Maybe. I'm sure there'll be, what, 30,000 maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, which would be a good crowd for, I think, for a preseason football game.
Oh, heck yeah.
There was a story.
I'm interested to watch it over other years. I'm not going to lie.
I am.
Yes.
You trot out Jay Cutler and Ryan Tannehill.
Not excited.
Not interested. There's a story from Dolphins Wire in USA Today. It caught my attention because the headline is former coach Adam Gase casts shade at his Dolphins quarterbacks. Now, I mean, it was very subtle shade, but it was a little bit of shade. And then the attitude the Dolphins Wire article takes is very anti-Gase, which I like. I have no problem with that at all. It said the more things change, the more they stay the same. And for former Dolphins head coach Adam Gase, that can only mean one thing: blaming others for the shortcomings of his own team and own errors. Gase may no longer be in Miami, but that didn't stop him from offering a backhanded jab at his old quarterbacks in South Florida yesterday when he was talking about his new quarterback, Sam Darnold. It's easy for me to call plays. He's not the kind of quarterback you're looking to protect. You're looking to turn him loose, said Gase. There are no limitations on him. That's fun as a play caller. And so then they write in this Dolphins Wire article, oh, why don't you tell everyone how you really feel, Adam? And they write, and while Gase isn't necessarily wrong in his suggestion that he spent much of his time in Miami calling plays to protect his quarterbacks, Gase was very much a part of the formula that produced the Dolphins' ill-prepared approach to backing up Ryan Tannehill and for the offensive line tasked with protecting all of Miami's quarterbacks during the Gase era. After all, it was Gase who decided that the offensive guard position was a luxury and chose to neglect the position until 2018 when the team's solution was to sign an over-the-hill Josh Sitton, who was injured the first week and missed the entire season. It was Gase who was so emboldened by his own theory that the game of football is won within 2.5 seconds after the snap that he never bothered to account for how to keep the opposition off balance with a run game. Miami's offense was 32nd and 25th in rushing attempts over Gase's final 2 years with the team, despite being top 10 in yards per attempt both seasons. It was Gase who roped in Brock Osweiler and Jay Cutler to play quarterback in place of Tannehill and got a combined 8-11 record and net yards gained per pass attempt under 6 yards from both of them between 2017 and 2018 in over 600 combined passing attempts. It was Gase who never entertained the subject of acquiring anyone to compete with Tannehill until 2018, when he casually asked Detroit Lions head coach Matt Patricia about the availability of Matt Stafford and studied up on Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen without being invested enough to search for a new answer at quarterback to bother studying either Sam Darnold or Josh Rosen. So sure, Adam Gase may have had to call plays around his quarterbacks in Miami, but he has no one to thank but himself for that predicament. You never hear that from him, though. There's a staggering number, isn't it? That the net yards gained per pass attempt was under 6 yards for both Osweiler and Jay Cutler in over 600 combined pass attempts. That's a staggeringly low number.
Hey, fellas, we're going to throw it real close to the line of scrimmage. That's the plan this week.
Well, it's like you said, we talked about it yesterday, where you wouldn't be surprised if Josh Rosen, given the opportunity to dump it off real quick for a short gain, will do so because he doesn't want to end up on his ass. He doesn't want to throw the ball away. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, probably on the other hand, is going to be zinging it downfield.
That's what I'm excited about for this preseason. Fitzpatrick is not going to leave a game without slinging something 60 yards. Like, if the coach says, hey, you got one more series, okay, I got to throw it deep now. They're taking me out. Let me let this thing go. I'm excited about that. Have you seen Mr. Magoo with Leslie Nielsen? The movie Mr. Magoo?
Yep.
This whole concept where he's blind.
Just kind of lost. And
runs through life and blames everybody else
everybody
for his problems.
Everybody gets in his way, but it's their problem.
That's Adam Gase. Through his whole time, they can't run the ball, so he cuts Dallas Thomas, Billy Turner, and all these people. They can't throw the ball, so they're not listening to my son. It's his problem. I'm protecting him. I've never heard Adam Gase say that was a bad call. Even on the Colts, 3rd and 10, on your own 6, down by 5, let's go win the game. Nope, let's run a draw.
They gave you a stupid-ass explanation as to why, too.
I've seen Peyton Manning get sacked in a safety in that situation and out of the game. What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Mr. Magoo Gase? This stuff is right back into what he was doing. Comfortable with his own guys. He's uncomfortable going outside of his comfort zone to find answers to the problems, because then if he finds that person that's answered the problem, then he didn't solve the problem initially, so now it makes him look bad. He is Mr. Magoo. He's saying it was Tannehill's fault that he couldn't call an open offense. Hey, Gase, what about when you brought in Jay Cutler and you hand-chose him? Were you still uncomfortable? What about Brock Osweiler? Were you still uncomfortable? You're uncomfortable with everybody you bring in? Why the hell did you bring him in, Adam?
I mean, it is pretty funny. He's the quarterback whisperer. The three quarterbacks that he saddled us with during his tenure here, Ryan Tannehill, Jay Cutler, Brock Osweiler.
And all of their numbers were unimpressive. Tannehill had the one big year
this first year.
And then he went downhill after the injury, but he went downhill. Gase is Mr. Magoo. He's in the left lane. He sees his exit. He shoots across the entire highway and everybody honking the horn. What's wrong with you guys? Y'all need to get out of my way.
I am starting to like him less and less. Like, I really, like, the more that he's away, the more I get annoyed by him playing Sudoku on the sidelines while the defense was out there, and him, you know, throwing everybody under the bus, and now he's got the beard. I don't know why that would be annoying. And he's got the hat pulled low, and it just, everything about him is annoying me. And I hope he finds no success in New York.
Yeah. For those examples, you just dislike him.
The beard?
Look at him over there.
With that beard.
With those two eyes and that nose.
Actually, the two eyes they're crazy eyes. Ass eyes.
Yeah. You looking at? Look at him over
there. Did we travel with that sound? What are you looking at, ass eyes? That's our, did we pack the Adam Gase sound?
I don't think we did, but I can work on it.
All right, no worries. We'll have plenty of time during the football season to break out. What are you looking at, ass eyes?
Gase over there walking on the bottom of his feet. The hell he's doing? You find a reason to hate
Gase,
the man now.
Scott, shoes on.
You finding a reason to dislike
this Adam Gase with his shoes.
You said he has a beard and a hat.
Looking all high and mighty. I think I have a beard and a hat. Looking all high and mighty with those shoes and that shirt.
I think you're right there with most Dolphin fans.
Yeah, I'm just over him.
No Dolphin fans like Gase, though.
There's a great story. You ever read on Deadspin every year? I should read this to you. You ever read on Deadspin why your team sucks? You read that, Solana?
Yeah, they do it every year.
They do it every year for every team, and it's a really good feature. It's, you know, it's all, it's meant to be negative. These are all the negative things. It's why your team sucks. And I, the Dolphins one is not released yet. They did release one for the Jets. I should read it to you because it is laugh out loud funny. And, you know, the picture is the Adam Gase with the eyes, with the ass eyes working. I should read that to you. Let me get to headlines here as long as we're just goofing around a little bit. Alejandro Solana, you've got some headlines for us?
I do, and actually, Mr. Hockman, they released the Why Your Team Sucks 2019 for the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, they did?
1 hour ago.
Oh, okay. I'm going to read that to everybody. I have not read it. I will read it to everybody. It's probably funnier for us than the Adam Gase one in New York, although I'd like to get to that one as well. I will read that one from Deadspin because they're always funny.
These headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Tomorrow, the Marlins will begin a 3-game series versus the Atlanta Braves at Marlins Park. Okay. ESPN is confirmed.
I feigned some interest in it the first couple hours. I have no interest.
Suspended Patriots wide receiver Josh Gordon has officially filed for a reinstatement to the NFL.
Bro, I would want to take a chance on Josh Gordon.
You would or wouldn't?
I would. I would love to take a chance on Josh Gordon.
He looked good. Right? He was with New England, right? I mean, he looked good with New England when he went there.
Yeah, and if he's over his demons, the boy can still play ball.
Yep, yep.
And he's going to be cheap. He's going to be on league minimum. Nobody's going to trust him. Probably be suspended a couple games. Maximize on it, baby. Everybody. Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt's in Cleveland right now for peanuts. He's an all-pro running back.
Okay. Right now on ESPN, today is ESPN The Ocho. And if you look up at your screen, guys, the Tetris World Championship is currently ongoing.
Look at that. That is so cool.
At 4:30 is the 2019 Gels Marble Marble Runs. And at 5 p.m., it's everybody's favorite, Lawnmower Racing. And finally, Disney announced that they'll bundle Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus for a grand total of $12.99 a month.
Yeah, I saw that. They're also rebooting some movies. They're rebooting Home Alone, which I that one I kind of get. Take a new kid star and whatever. But they're also rebooting, what did I see, Night at the Museum? Like, isn't that kind of fairly recent? Like, is that...
It just came out.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Cheaper by the Dozen and Diary of a Wimpy Kid as well.
Yeah, Cheaper by the Dozen, I remember, was a Steve Martin movie. It wasn't even that successful back then, but okay, it's years old, and if you want to remake it, the Night at the Museum movies, I don't understand. And what was the other one that you just mentioned there?
Diary of a Wimpy
Kid. Oh, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Yeah, because you can make it accessible to current kids. Like, that I get. Like, put a current star in there.
But Diary of a Wimpy Kid, my son loves it.
The books, yeah.
The books, and he reads the books, and they got the movies coming out, and he can match them up with the books he's read, which is cool. But they have different storylines. This Home Alone, how many times can a parent leave their kid?
Well, I think 3 times, right? I think
we're going to do it for 4 now.
I think they left him 3 times. I think they're just remaking it. Oh, there were 4 Home Alones?
Well, the first two were with Macaulay Culkin, right?
Right.
Okay, no, then there was only 3. There was only 3.
Because there was a third one?
Yeah, there was with another kid, though.
Oh, really?
The parents? The round-faced boy. I remember that one.
And I didn't realize that that everybody kept leaving their kids home alone.
That doesn't happen. That's my whole thing. The start of the movie
is garbage. Well, it's going to be weird to see how they reboot it, right? Because it would be much harder nowadays to leave your kid home alone, right? Because with all the accessibility to the internet and getting hold of your neighbors and, you know, it just seems like it would be more. Everybody's got a Ring doorbell. So, I mean, you see them standing right there.
I want to see them 15 people run through that airport. Let's see when that happens, TSA.
We'll see TSA going to bust someone's ass. that movie's going to be over real quick.
That little mean big brother with the tarantula, he'll be in one of them back rooms so quick.
Anything else there, Solana?
Let's just move on to weather because thunderstorms have subsided here in El Portal, but rain is expected well into tonight. The high today in Miami will be 88 degrees. The low will drop to 78 later tonight. And weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. You can visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long, and it's free to enter. feel free to visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
Hey, let me give everybody a college football update as long as we are goofing around here. College Football Report is brought to you by the FIU Panthers football team. Panther Pride is here. Solana's got Panther Pride.
Pause up, Papa.
Get your season tickets now at 305 FIU Game or visit ticket.fiusports.com. This is just a little quiz for you guys, okay? Butch Davis, he's the coach at FIU, right? I want to know if you know where other former Miami Hurricanes head coaches are.
Got you.
All right, I'll start with an easy one. Jimmy Johnson.
Texas El Paso.
What?
He's retired, bro.
Jimmy Johnson? No, he's on Fox NFL Sunday.
Larry Coke is
I said Jimmy Johnson.
He's at the Big Chill down in the Keys.
Yes, he's got his restaurant there. Howard Schnellenberger.
FAU.
Well, he's retired. He's coach emeritus at FAU. Dennis Erickson.
I don't know.
No idea.
You remember he came out of retirement to coach in the AAF? Remember that? It was the Salt Lake Stallions. Now he's back in retirement. Al Golden?
What is it, Miramar High School?
No, that would be over his head.
He's a Detroit Lions tight ends coach, right?
He is the linebackers coach for the Detroit Lions.
No, dude, Jared Davis used to be good.
He is the linebackers coach. Mark Richt?
ACC Network.
ACC Network, ACC Network. Larry Coker?
That's the El Paso somewhere.
UTSA. It was University of Texas San Antonio.
Roadrunners.
But he started the program, but he has since retired. He is living the retired life.
I was going to say, bro, because he looked like he was barely breathing when he recruited me.
Weekend at Bernie's.
I swear it ain't. Larry, let's go to lunch. Okay, just in here with
And finally,
lunch.
Randy Shannon.
I don't know. South Carolina?
Because he was with Florida for a while, wasn't he? He was with your team. You know, Solana?
No idea.
Randy Shannon is at UCF.
Wow.
I think he's the offensive coordinator at UCF.
Got me.
Anyway, that's your college football update brought to you by FIU Panthers football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now at 305 FIU Game or visit ticket.fiusports.com. I'm going to read you that Deadspin. I'm going to read it during the break a little bit, but I think I'll be able to read it when we come back. The Deadspin, Why Your Team Sucks, and it's the Miami Dolphins edition, which was just released about an hour ago. We will do that next on Hockman and Crowder.
So romantic on a Wednesday.
I'm glad that you put some new music in the system, though, because I figured Joe Public, Live and Learn, was coming up at some point this afternoon. Let me see what's going on here.
Live and Learn.
With Deadspin.
It's a banger.
You ever read this Deadspin stuff, Why Your Team Sucks? You ever read it every year?
No.
Because it's supposed to be negative. Like, super negative. Hold on. It's very dark in here. I gotta open a window shade. Excuse me, I gotta open a window shade.
You closed the windows up, man.
No, but then it got dark.
This dude has the largest glasses I've ever seen, but he can never read anything.
What's that?
Them thick-ass Armani glasses you got? They're nice now.
We were just talking about that asteroid again.
Almost hit the Earth, and we didn't even know it.
Yeah, I got... because of all the rain and stuff, but there's a glare, so it's hard for me to see Solana sometimes, so I close the shades. Also, it's a little bit of a humble brag. Yeah, the radio station has shades. I don't know if a lot of people have shades and windows in their radio station.
Shades is a brag?
Hey, man, you worked in radio. That is a brag.
You know what? We haven't had shades for 10 years at the other place.
Why Your Team Sucks. I'm just reading through this with you. From Deadspin, just released about an hour ago, your 2018 record, 7-9. I'm floored this team won 7 games. I really am. It's a legitimate accomplishment given that this team's resting state if, what if the Jaguars, but no identity. That's funny. Of the Dolphins. What if the Jaguars, but no identity? Did you know the 2018 Dolphins started off a red-hot 3-0? Do you remember them beating the Patriots on a miracle lateral play at the gun? The Dolphins lost every remaining game after they pulled that off. The Pats would go on to win the Super Bowl. I completely forgot about all that. I am terrible at my job. That's what it reads. Regardless, I just cannot believe that anything good happened to this team last season. That's just proof for you that no matter how badly you F up in the NFL, there is always the hope that you'll encounter another team ready to F up even worse, despite the occasional triumph, which, by the way, is a little reminder. You know, we talk about, maybe they'll have three wins and the over-under's 4.5. Like, it's you got to remember sometimes, too, it doesn't go according to plan for a lot of NFL teams during a season. There's seasons where you end up, like last one, the guy's riding with 7 wins, where you're like, how the hell did that happen?
Yes. But last year, we were trying to get to 16.
Correct.
This year, we're not.
We're trying to get to 3.
Yes, that's the weird part.
Despite the occasional triumph, the Dolphins were the latter kind of team for the better part of 2018. They started Brock Osweiler 5 times. They lost William Hayes to an exploded ACL when he tried to hold up on a sack. You remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that? Because of the new rules?
Yep.
Tried to hold up on a sack.
Probably ended his career.
They blew a 17-0 lead to the Bengals. Even Northwestern could hold on to a 17-0 lead against that team. They watched their own wideout get superplexed by Leonard Floyd. They tried to make Ryan Tannehill a thing for the 95th consecutive season, and he ended up coming down with a Jeremy Maclin-approved mystery ailment that the team tried and naturally failed to keep under wraps, Belichick style. Kiko Alonso is lucky Vontaze Burfict exists, because otherwise everyone would realize what a dirty piece of bleep he is. I think a lot of national viewers think that Kiko Alonso is one of the dirtiest players in the league.
Because that one hit on Flacco?
That one hit on Flacco.
No, Kiko.
There was
not
another
dirty.
Kiko. There was a Kiko blindside. You remember there was a Kiko blindside, I think, in the end zone?
Kiko's not dirty.
I'm not saying that he is. I just think national viewers think that.
Yeah, it's wild.
Oh, and they kept paying Adam Gase to brood like he was at a My Chemical Romance reunion show. It's a great line, by the way. A brooding Adam Gase. While he wasn't busy trying to keep his eyeballs from falling out of their sockets like a pair of novelty slinky glasses, Gase whiled away his time on the sidelines stewing over his own bleep-ups and inexplicably freezing out his best players. How did they win anything at all? Ever? Well, such nagging questions won't be an issue this season, because now this is the worst bleeping roster in the NFL. Now, again, remember, this is meant to be extremely negative. Everything Deadspin writes about why your team sucks, because I have the one about the Jets, which is really funny. So they write, your coach, it's former Pats linebackers coach Brian Flores, who will definitely not resort to clumsy subterfuge when it comes to disclosing injuries. No way. Flores has never coached at the coordinator level, yet the Dolphins were content to wait out the entire postseason to put him in charge of everything and reenact the same failed effort to build a new Pats that has ensnared 37 other NFL teams. Let's hear from a man who is easily the most attractive human to grace the withered Belichick coaching tree. Quote, I would say that every week we're going to go out there with the idea that we're going to win a game. There's going to be a little pain involved in that too. Deadspin writes, buddy, I bet there will be. Your quarterback. Okay, so for now it's Ryan Fitzpatrick. As my colleague David Roth notes, Ryan Fitzpatrick is truth serum for bad starters. When Ryan Fitzpatrick is your quarterback, you have no quarterback at all. What you have is a crisis. Behind Fitzpatrick is former Cardinal Josh Rosen, whom the Dolphins traded for in the middle of the draft. I could argue that Rosen got bleeped raw in Arizona, forced to operate a slipshod offense for a coaching staff that was dead on arrival. I could tell you that I studied the tape and saw him make a few good throws. I could tell you that this young man has been humbled, chastened, and by his time out in the desert and is now ready to excel, but I know better. Rosen already lost his job to Ryan Fitzpatrick, man. And then it goes out. Only Nathan Peterman should play like Nathan Peterman. Anyone else playing likewise should get thrown into an acid bath. Miami is where Rosen's career will end, and it will end soon. I guess there are worse fates for the man. What's new that sucks? Somehow this team has less hope for the future than the Marlins. I know you got a new coaching regime, and I know Miami finally lanced Tannehill and drained the pus that had built up from his tenure here, but can you detect anything resembling hope emanating from South Florida right now? I cannot. There comes a time as a fan when you realize that nothing your team does will matter so long as the rotting mackerel head infecting the whole enterprise remains fixed in place. Most reasonable Dolphins fans, if such a strain of human exists, had this epiphany way back when owner Stephen Ross was doling out minority shares to Betty White in order to get famous people to come to games. Nothing has changed. They still have a $13 million cap hit this year for Ndamukong Suh, who's now two teams removed from playing in Miami. That's a Mike Tannenbaum joint, though. And another $18 million on Tannehill. In true Florida fashion, bad decisions made here hang around in the air until death. Meanwhile, Cameron Wake isn't even here anymore. The one feel-good story the Dolphins had this century, and now he's a bleeping Titan. Imagine a world where going to Tennessee somehow promises more glamour than going to Miami. Well, that's the world you now live in. The Dolphins are somehow the fourth most entertaining team in the division with the Jets and the Bills, and signing Allen Hurns isn't exactly going to change that. Let's see what else it says here. It's like, they're harsh, but they're funny.
They're funny, and they're, what they say, every joke has a little truth to it.
There's like a modicum of truth to all the stuff. It stings, but there's a modicum of truth to all that stuff. Like,
because when you start, I get mad, and as you explain it, I'm kind of like, ooh.
Yeah.
What
has always sucked? Home games. Dolphins home games are abysmal. I know this because Bud Light Ketchup Rita Stadium, located due west of the ocean, where all the charm of Miami disappears and you're left with something approaching the Florida version of Bakersfield. They may as well plop the joint right down in the middle of some orange grove where a murder once happened. I don't know about that. Well,
I'll fight
stadium,
that one.
Stadium is in the middle of nowhere.
But once you get there, the stadium's nice as hell,
man. The stadium is nice as hell. Where it's located, though, but it's like 10 minutes from the Hard Rock, isn't it?
That's the first point I could really argue with. I like the damn stadium.
What might not suck, Publix is pretty good. It's true. I know Floridians treat that place like it's the Vatican and need to calm down a little bit, but Publix does make a fine key lime pie. They do.
The best key lime pie.
Yes, it's good.
Publix does?
Publix. This is one of my takes, Hawk. Publix has the best key lime pie, better than Key's key lime pie.
Better than Joe's Stone Crab? They've got good key lime pie.
Publix is the best key lime pie, confirmed.
I honestly didn't know that.
I'm a key lime pie guy. Publix is good as hell.
Is it? I've never tried their key lime pie, because key lime pie is real hit and miss.
You put all those whipped cream and all that crap on it.
Yeah, but they'll frost it at restaurants. And when you go down to the Keys, like, people swear, you know, I'm in the Keys. It's key lime pie. No.
There's something about eating key lime pie on a vacation. Usually if you're in the Keys, it's on a vacation. There's something about eating key lime pie. Like, nobody who lives in the, like, they don't even have key lime pie in the Midwest or the North, do they,
like,
right?
Frozen, though.
But the only time people get exposed to it is coming down here, I'm imagining, on vacation. Like, I don't think it, like,
no,
I don't
it's,
know.
It's a dessert.
No, I get it, but it's like nothing you would ever have, because it's meant to be, like, eaten outdoors on the pier.
No.
And
outdoors on the pier?
Yeah.
Pie?
While you're having a root beer?
No, not with a root beer.
After your long day of construction?
You're telling me key lime pie
is
like someone in Pittsburgh is finishing off a barbecue sandwich, and then they're like, let me get a piece of key lime pie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Especially at mainstream places, because they have key lime pie accessible.
You have your chocolate cake.
No, you don't have chocolate cake. There's no, like, you're talking about at like a restaurant?
Right, you have your chocolate cake.
No, you have a brownie. You have an ice cream covered brownie. You've got a maybe a brookie covered with ice cream. You don't have key lime pie. Yeah. I don't think you can get a key lime pie.
You have your creme brulee.
Creme brulee is everywhere.
At a certain restaurant, sure. Creme brulee.
Your three scoops of ice cream.
I don't know. I don't know about key lime pie.
I would tell you that. In Montana, a mom and pop's place is not going to have key lime pie.
But I don't even think a chain. Telling me Outback has key lime pie?
If they have it here, they have it there.
But I'm saying I don't think they do.
I'm not a big dessert guy. So
am I wrong on this? Like, I'm telling you, I think key lime pie is like strictly for vacation. We happen to live where people vacation, so yeah. I think key lime pie is more ubiquitous. But I think for most people, I don't think.
You know what? He makes a hell of a point, because why in Seattle would you take? Why'd you get lime from the Keys?
Right. Right.
You're too damn far away. I think Hawk might be right on this one, bro.
I think it used to be that way, right? Like, you'd have desserts and food items that were regional, and to a certain extent, you still do now, but key lime pie has become so popular that, like, they just have it everywhere.
I don't think it's so popular. I really don't. I think you're mistaken. I'm going to try it at Publix because it sounds good, and I happen to like key lime pie.
The best key lime pie, better than Keys key lime pie. It makes people mad, but it's just the truth.
That doesn't make me mad. But I don't think they have it at, like, Outback or Chili's. Like, I think if you're in Montana and you go to Applebee's, I don't think key lime pie is going to be on the menu.
We'd have to look into it. A texter text in, I know. You can get it at grocery stores everywhere. The frozen stuff.
In
the freezer.
I mean, come on.
But you're talking about
White Castle burgers in the freezer anywhere in the country. Like, I'm discounting that.
You're talking about a freshly made key lime pie.
Yeah, like where people go out and it's dessert, and they go, "What do you want to get? You want to get some key lime pie?" Like, I don't think so.
I think you got a point, man.
Text it in, 67974. That is our text number, by the way, 67974. Where do you live, and can you get key lime pie where you do live? Because now this is a very pressing issue. The rest of the Deadspin story, you can read it at deadspin.com. Why your team sucks. The Dolphins, I know it's harsh, and it hits home sometimes, but that's what the article is supposed to do. Yeah. The Jets one was making me cry laughing. Hopefully I can get a chance to read it at some point today, or maybe another day as we lead up to the season. Hurricane season is here, and hurricane season is a perfect reminder for me to remind you to call or visit BNT, Impact Windows and Doors. That's the company my wife and I use for our home. It's a great feeling when you've got PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything. You just feel better, and the house looks better because you probably have these, like I always say, our old windows, they were like saran wrap. I mean, there was no protection provided by those windows. And all of a sudden, BNT puts in these new PGT custom windows and doors, and everything looks great, and it feels new, and it feels secure. You just can't go wrong. BNT Impact Windows and Doors, they are so good. They handle everything. And I always rave about them on the radio. My wife raves about them to all our neighbors. We've had a bunch of friends and neighbors that have used them as well. They all say the same thing. They're a pleasure to work with. They take pride in everything that they do. The PGT custom windows and doors make every homeowner feel great. Makes your house just secure. It's a different feeling. Different feeling when you've got that kind of protection for your home. And in hurricane season, obviously, you want to be as protected as you can. So, time for you to call BNT Impact Windows and Doors, 954-233-0126. Number again, 954-233-0126. You can also check out their website, which is BNTImpactWindows.com. We will let you know what we find out about key lime pie being available nationwide next on Hockman and Crowder.
Oh, yeah.
That was your voice?
That was me.
You tricked me for real.
Oh, yeah.
That's the simulcast. When you have a simulcast, you know, all of a sudden they drop.
I see how you made a baby now.
I think I'm wrong on the key lime pie. These are some of the texts coming in. 67974 from Rob in D.C. Hawk is 100% wrong. Key lime pie is popular here and amongst other chains. But listen to this. I'm looking through all these. Key lime cheesecake is served at Cheesecake Factory nationwide. So that would make sense. Let me see here. Denny's has key lime pie nationwide. You can get key lime pie at Red Lobster, Outback, Premonti Brothers in Fort Lauderdale. Well, I'm not talking about Fort Lauderdale, though. Let me see here.
Isn't the Promonte Brothers up north too?
It's a Pittsburgh staple.
We should look at the Pittsburgh menu. That would be a great test.
See, here's the one that jumped out at me on the text machine where I'm like, you know what? I think I'm wrong on this. Morton's and Ruth's Chris. And I know that they have key lime pie there because I've gone to both those places and their key lime pie happens to be good. They have key lime pie nationally, as do most steakhouses. Oh, key lime pie is considered an upscale dessert. But that's followed by the text, Denny's has key lime pie. So that kind of proves that wrong. I think I might be wrong on this.
That the big chains, I think you're right. But down here, I was thinking about the fact that you down here, you can find key lime pie everywhere.
Yes.
I think as you get out of the Southeast.
I feel like it would be tougher, but if they do have it at, you know, Ruth's Chris and
Morton's
and whatnot, maybe it's not as localized as I thought it was.
I think it's Morton's that got all that whipped cream on top, and then they caramelize the whipped cream top. Just give me some good old, what's it called, meringue?
I don't think key lime pie is
lemon
meringue.
It just
depends where you go. Like, some will put meringue on it.
I just want the juice. I just want the key lime sauce that's down there in the shell. I don't need a lot of extras.
See if the food hall downstairs. See if they offer key lime pie.
All right, I'll be right back.
No. Well,
not you.
They have $14 damn macaroons down there.
They have macaroons. Crowder, he twisted my arm to bring my wife these croissants. It was like a red velvet croissant. And like, you know, each one comes in a box. Oh, I had lunch down there today, man. Their food down there is banging.
You got some brownie points, didn't you?
I did.
See,
that was
man?
A good move by you.
Yeah,
it really
man.
Was.
You gotta take some home.
Better than flour sometimes. You bring home a couple of croissants, chocolate croissant, red velvet croissant. They do have those macaroons down there, too. Yeah. Your wife likes those, huh?
Loves macaroons.
I don't know if they have key lime pie, because now I've got a taste for it.
They do have a little. The same place has a little key lime pie tart or something.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, man.
I could go for that right now. We're going to have time during the next commercial break to run down. Humble brag, we have a shade here in the studio, but also, I'm being 100% honest here, how many radio hosts at whatever station they're working at right now or in the morning or tonight, how many radio hosts can say, I think during the next commercial break, I'm going to run downstairs and get some key lime pie?
Very limited.
Or how many radio hosts, talk a little bit about the facility here that Entercom built for us. How many radio hosts do you think could say, I'm going to run downstairs and get a beer during this next commercial break?
Me.
Were
you throwing me an alley-oop?
A bunch of radio hosts that I know. Some of them worked at these radio stations that were sneaking beers during commercial breaks.
Some guys I wish were drinking beers.
I'm not kidding you, though. I'm telling you because, you know, I love radio and I've been in it for so long. Like, the notion that we've got a food hall downstairs. I've told you before, I thought the thing was going to be a disaster. Like, when Entercom told us, we're going to build this new facility and there's going to be a food hall at the bottom and there's going to be a rooftop bar. Like, I was a non-believer. I was like, there's no chance in the world that this is going to work. And I know what the food hall is going to become. It's going to become, you ever live in like a condo where they have a restaurant by the pool, but it's not open to the public. So it's just like a little restaurant that they've made for the residents of the condo. And it never lasts. It lasts like 3 months. And then some new owner comes in or whatever. I didn't think there was a chance in hell that this was going to work. And we get here, we moved in, 3-4 weeks ago?
Yeah, about 3 weeks now.
I mean, it was unbelievable when I walked in the first time. Like, the restaurants are pop-up, but upscale restaurants. There's a bunch of people eating after the show. The bar is packed. You went to the rooftop bar.
It's a club upstairs.
I mean, it's legit, right?
Oh, my goodness. It was 200 people up there. I walked in looking silly. Jeans and just a T-shirt.
Oh, like
thinking,
it was.
We're hanging out. Bro, they had on suits.
Yeah, there's something special going on here.
You know that when they had to lay your edges? You ever laid your edges?
What?
When you lay your edges.
Like lay it where? Like on the ground where I put my backpack?
Your edges, you get some gel and you lay them on your forehead and make them kind of stylish.
What edge?
You could lay your sides.
You lay your edges? Solana, you know what he's talking about when he says you lay your edges?
I just get a tape, man. I don't know what you're talking
what?
About.
What the hell's going on here?
The last time you got taped,
man. Up. I don't even know. You're talking about my ankle? Like,
hey, man, get a quick look.
You talking about an ace bandage?
Tighten up to the edges.
Holy hell, you're telling me that there's breaking news? This is only for breaking news. I hope you're not overusing this.
This is breaking news. So a texter had a good idea.
What?
Text our buddy George Sedano, who's over in L.A., and find out if they have key lime pie accessible in L.A. I texted George Sedano. It's Solana from Hawk and Crowder. Important question. Can you get key lime pie in L.A.? He wrote back, of course.
Don't do any more research by yourself.
Yeah. Can you get to the breaking news, though?
That was the dumbest thing I've heard in my life.
The breaking news. What is it?
You can get key lime pie wherever.
Huh.
Yeah, we got to pull the reins back on him.
We were talking about tape and edges and...
We need to tame this horse. He's running wild.
Dan Day over there running our network affiliates. You ever tape your, what do? You tape up your head?
You just the edge. You got to just tighten up the edge.
You ever put some scotch tape on your hair? Seems like a weird thing to do.
You know what? You always had the rough. You always had like the...
It's the Jufro. I mean, it's what it is.
What?
It's a Jufro. Solana, you don't really have a Jufro, huh?
Nah, I have more like Latino hair. You had a Jufro, though, growing up?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. No, my hair grows out. It doesn't grow down. But you've got the Uruguayan hair that supersedes your Judaism. He's got.
If he washed his hair, it might curl up a little.
He's got the man bun and everything. I hate when the conversation turns to, you know, hair and taping and edging and whatever, because yeah. I'm just out of it.
Should I feel bad about bringing it up?
Oh, terrible. I mean, you know,
no.
You want me to talk about my last visit to the dentist? I mean, I'm not going to make you feel good.
I'm serious, man.
Yes, you should feel bad.
No.
Why do I want to talk about taping and edging hair? I've got no hair.
Just back in the day.
It
like,
hits me. It hits me.
You know what I'm saying? Just a little nostalgia.
It hits me. But
bro,
what I was
I remember,
saying
I remember
was,
those haircuts.
You, I mean, when I had a full head of hair, man.
It looked like Dr. Ruth.
Holy hell. You know who I looked like? Richard Marks.
He better not be good looking.
Go back and look. Google image search. Richard Marks, hair, 1980s. M-A-R-X, by the way.
Never mind. You could look like Richard Marks.
Oh, it? Get out of here.
Hold on. 1980s.
Yeah, but make sure you look 1980s.
He's got the Uncle Jesse look from Full House.
Yeah, see that?
Hell no.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yes.
That's woman hair.
Yes.
You had should. Uncle Jesse's hair from Full House.
Like, I had David Spade's hair from Joe Dirt. I think it was.
That's like Jane Fonda hair.
That was what the style was back in the day.
For boys?
I had an earring as well.
For men?
Yeah.
That was a masculine look.
I don't know what to tell you. It's just John Clayton's coming up at 5. I'm so confused by everything that's going on. And I was like, do we need to break or not? And John Clayton's coming up at 5. We're going to talk NFL with John Clayton because I was thinking of hair because he's got the ponytail. You know, he's a it's an old myth. It's an old myth. He does not really have a ponytail. But we're going to talk some NFL with John Clayton.
Got the same haircut.
But what I was – the Richard Marks, I'm telling you, that was my hairstyle.
I'm saying right now you and John Clayton.
Oh, John Clayton, yeah.
Ask him if he, what is it, waxes his edges?
You got to lay your edges.
You got to lay your edges and tape your head down.
Take it and tape it.
You tape your head down?
The women lay their edges. I'll show y'all.
John Clayton, the professor, we're going to talk some NFL with him. But what I was going to tell you was, I'm going to try to run down and get some key lime pie during this commercial break. But... if you check out my Instagram, because I've been trying to put some videos up so people know the new studios that we're working in and see the situation. I told you at the beginning of the show, they're putting up murals here in the sports area of the Entercom Radioplex up here. And the sports murals are accompanied with like legendary quotes from athletes down here. So there's Levon Hernandez. What's the quote up there? Is it "I love Miami"? Is it
"I love you, Miami"?
I love you, Miami. Levon Hernandez is up there. There's a quote from Eric Spoelstra: "Don't let go of the rope." There's the Ed Reed quote. Joaquin, you know the voice gets all the voice gets all high.
What was it? To dominate.
What was it? Joaquin says to dominate, or Joaquin said to dominate.
Y'all Joaquin, ain't doing it.
Joaquin said dominate.
It's a, Joaquin said dominate. Yeah, anyway, all these quotes are up there and I videoed
Maybe
it.
We can get the Tim Tebow promise.
No, I don't want to do that.
Why you get all sad all the damn? He said the Tim Tebow promise.
No, I don't want to do that at all.
After the loss, and he promised to win out and win the national championship, and he did.
Not interested in any Florida Gator promises, anything like the sort. So anyway, if you want to see the video of it, Radio Mark Hochman on Instagram. We were saying earlier, the best key lime pie is at Publix.
And yes.
Crowder happens to love Publix himself.
Get some of it for your tailgate, because when it comes to tailgating, Publix always rises to the occasion. Everybody's jacked up for football season, and it is here. And with an occasion as special as football season, it calls for something special. And that is the introduction of the new Miami Dolphins Pub Sub, stacked high with crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, crispy lettuce, tomatoes, and cheddar cheese, and it's topped off with a tasty garlic parmesan sauce. It is delicious. Be the king of tailgates with Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. They got the Miami Dolphins Pub Sub, all the other great deli items we've loved for years. The platters are awesome. The key lime pie we just talked about, drinks, ice, beer, chips, sides, all the snacks. Publix got it all. And I gotta tell the busy dads, I'm one of them. I actually work on Sundays. The busy dads, Publix is convenient for everything, and what's great is they deliver as well. So you can order it Sunday morning, Saturday night, and deliveries on the same day if you need it, guys. Publix got you set to be the best tailgater out there. Find all your tailgating needs at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Going to talk some NFL with John Clayton, the professor, next on Hochman and Crowder.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.